The chieftains of his people, who were scornful, said, "Surely we will drive thee out, O Shoab, and those who believe with thee, from our township, unless ye return to our religion." He said, "Even though we hate it, we should have invented a lie against Allah, if we return to your religion after Allah hath rescued us from it. It is not for us to return to it, unless Allah should so will. Our Lord comprehendeth all things in knowledge. In Allah do we put our trust. Our Lord, decide with truth between us and our folk, for thou art the best of those who make decision." But the chieftains of his people, who were disbelieving, said, "If ye follow Shoab, then truly we shall be the losers." So the earthquake seized them, and mourning found them prostrate in their dwelling place. Those who denied Shoab became as though they had not dwelt there. Those who denied Shoab, they were the losers. So he turned from them and said, "O my people, I delivered my Lord's messages unto you, and gave you good advice. Then how can I sorrow for a people that rejected truth? And we sent no prophet unto any township, but we did afflict its folk with tribulation and adversity, that haply they might grow humble. Then changed we the evil plight for good, till they grew affluent, and said, Tribulation and distress did touch our fathers. Then we seized them unawares, when they perceived not. And if the people of the townships had believed and kept from evil, surely we should have opened for them blessings from the sky and from the earth. But unto every messenger they gave the lie, and so we seized them on account of what they used to earn. Are the people of the townships then secure from the coming of our wrath upon them, as a night raid while they sleep? Or are the people of the townships then secure from the coming of our wrath upon them in the daytime while they play? Are they then secure from Allah's scheme? None deemeth himself secure from Allah's scheme, save folk that perish. Is it not an indication to those who inherit the land after its people, who thus reaped the consequence of evil doing, that if we will, we can smite them for their sins and print upon their hearts so that they hear not? Such were the townships. We relate some tidings of them unto thee, Muhammad. Their messengers verily came unto them with clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty, but they could not believe, because they had before denied. Thus did Allah print upon the hearts of disbelievers that they hear not. We found no loyalty to any covenant in most of them. Nay, most of them we found wrongdoers. Then after them we sent Moses with our tokens unto Pharaoh and his chiefs, but they repelled them. Now see the nature of the consequence for the corruptors. Moses said, "O Pharaoh, lo, I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds, approved upon condition that I speak concerning Allah nothing but the truth. I come unto you, lords of Egypt, with a clear proof from your Lord. So let the children of Israel go with me." Pharaoh said, "If thou comest with a token, then produce it, if thou art of those who speak the truth." Then he flung down his staff, and lo, it was a serpent manifest. And he drew forth his hand from his bosom, and lo, it was white for the beholders. The chiefs of Pharaoh's people said, "Lo, this is some knowing wizard, who would expel you from your land. Now what do ye advise?" They said unto Pharaoh, Put him off a while, him and his brother, and send into the cities summoners, to bring each knowing wizard unto thee. And the wizards came to Pharaoh, saying, Surely there will be a reward for us if we are victors. He answered, Yea, and surely ye shall be of those brought near to me. They said, O Moses, either throw first, or let us be the first throwers. He said, Throw. And when they threw, they cast a spell upon the people's eyes, and overawed them, and produced a mighty spell. And we inspired Moses, saying, Throw thy staff, and lo, it swallowed up their lying show. Thus was the truth vindicated, and that which they were doing was made vain. Thus were they there defeated and brought low. And the wizards fell down, prostrate, crying, We believe in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Moses and Aaron. Pharaoh said, Ye believe in him before I give you leave? Lo, this is the plot that ye have plotted in the city, that ye may drive its people hence. But ye shall come to know. Surely I shall have your hands and feet cut off upon alternate sides. Then I shall crucify you, every one. They said, Lo, we are about to return unto our Lord. Thou takest vengeance on us only forasmuch as we believed the tokens of our Lord when they came unto us. Our Lord, vouchsafe unto us steadfastness, and make us die as men who have surrendered unto thee. The chiefs of Pharaoh's people said, O king, wilt thou suffer Moses and his people to make mischief in the land, and flout thee and thy gods? He said, We will slay their sons, and spare their women, for lo, we are in power over them. And Moses said unto his people, Seek help in Allah, and endure. Lo, the earth is Allah's. He giveth it for an inheritance to whom he will. And lo, the sequel is for those who keep their duty unto him. They said, We suffered hurt before thou camest unto us, and since thou hast come unto us. He said, It may be that your word is going to destroy your adversary, and make you viceroys in the earth, that he may see how ye behave. And we straitened Pharaoh's folk with famine and the dearth of fruits, that peradventure they might heed. But whenever good befell them, they said, This is ours. And whenever evil smote them, they ascribed it to the evil auspices of Moses and those with him. Surely their evil auspice was only with Allah. But most of them knew not. And they said, Whatever portent thou bringest wherewith to bewitch us, we shall not put faith in thee. So we sent them the flood, and the locusts, and the vermin, and the frogs, and the blood, a succession of clear signs. But they were arrogant and became guilty. And when the terror fell on them, they cried, O Moses, pray for us unto thy Lord, because he hath a covenant with thee. If thou removest the terror from us, we verily will trust thee, and will let the children of Israel go with thee. But when we did remove from them the terror for a term, which they must reach, behold, they broke their covenant. Therefore we took retribution from them. Therefore we drowned them in the sea, because they denied our revelations and were heedless of them. And we caused the folk who were despised to inherit the eastern parts of the land, and the western parts thereof, which we had blessed. and the fair word of the Lord was fulfilled for the children of Israel because of their endurance. And we annihilated all that Pharaoh and his folk had done, and that they had contrived. And we brought the children of Israel across the sea, and they came unto a people who were given up to idols which they had. They said, O Moses, make for us a god, even as they have gods. He said, Lo, ye are a folk who know not. Lo, as for these, their way will be destroyed, and all that they are doing is in vain. He said, Shall I seek for you a god other than Allah, when he hath favored you above all creatures? And remember when we did deliver you from Pharaoh's folk, who were afflicting you with dreadful torment, slaughtering your sons and sparing your women. That was a tremendous trial from your Lord. And when we did appoint for Moses 30 nights of solitude, and added to them 10, and he completed the whole time appointed by his Lord of 40 nights. And Moses said unto his brother, Take my place among the people. Do right, and follow not the way of mischief makers. And when Moses came to our appointed tryst, and his Lord had spoken unto him, he said, My Lord, show me thyself, that I may gaze upon thee. He said, Thou wilt not see me, but gaze upon the mountain. If it stand still in its place, then thou wilt see me. And when his Lord revealed his glory to the mountain, he sent it crashing down. And Moses fell down senseless. And when he woke, he said, Glory unto thee. I turn unto thee repentant, and I am the first of true believers. He said, O Moses, I have preferred thee above mankind by my messages and by my speaking unto thee. So hold that which I have given thee, and be among the thankful. And we wrote for him upon the tablets the lesson to be drawn from all things, and the explanation of all things. Then bade him, Hold it fast, and command thy people, saying, Take the better course made clear therein. I shall show thee the abode of evil livers. I shall turn away from my revelations those who magnify themselves wrongfully in the earth. And if they see each token, believe it not. And if they see the way of righteousness, choose it not for their way. And if they see the way of error, choose it for their way. That is because they deny our revelations and are used to disregard them. Those who deny our revelations and the meeting of the hereafter, their works are fruitless. Are they requited aught save what they used to do? And the folk of Moses, after he had left them, chose a calf for worship, made out of their ornaments of saffron hue, which gave a lowing sound. Saw they not that it spake not unto them, nor guided them to any way? They chose it and became wrongdoers. And when they feared the consequences thereof, and saw that they had gone astray, they said, Unless our Lord have mercy on us and forgive us, we verily are of the lost. And when Moses returned unto his people, angry and grieved, he said, Evil is that course which ye took after I had left you. Would ye hasten on the judgment of your Lord? And he cast down the tablets, and he seized his brother by the head, dragging him toward him. He said, Son of my mother, lo, the folk did judge me weak and almost killed me. Oh, make not mine enemies to triumph over me, and place me not among the evil doers. He said, My Lord, have mercy on me, and on my brother. Bring us into thy mercy, thou the most merciful of all who show mercy. Lo, those who chose the calf for worship, terror from their Lord, and humiliation will come upon them in the life of the world. Thus do we requite those who invent a lie. But those who do ill deeds and afterward repent and believe, lo, for them afterward Allah is forgiving, merciful. Then, when the anger of Moses abated, he took up the tablets, and in their inscription there was guidance and mercy for all those who fear their Lord. And Moses chose of his people 70 men for our appointed tryst. And when the trembling came on them, he said, My Lord, if thou hadst willed, thou hadst destroyed them long before, and me with them. Wilt thou destroy us for that which the ignorant among us did? It is but thy trial of us. Thou sendest whom thou wilt astray, and guidest whom thou wilt. Thou art our protecting friend. Therefore forgive us and have mercy on us. Thou, the best of all who show forgiveness. And ordain for us in this world that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good. Lo, we have turned unto thee. He said, I smite with my punishment, whom I will, and my mercy embraceth all things. Therefore I shall ordain it for those who ward off evil, and pay the poor due, and those who believe in our revelations. Those who follow the messenger, the prophet who can neither read nor write, whom they will find described in the Torah and the Gospel, which are with them. He will enjoin on them that which is right, and forbid them that which is wrong. He will make lawful for them all good things, and prohibit for them only the foul. And he will relieve them of their burden, and the fetters that they used to wear. Then those who believe in him, and honor him, and help him, and follow the light which is sent down with him, they are the successful. Say, O Muhammad, O mankind, lo, I am the messenger of Allah to you all, the messenger of him unto whom belongeth the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. There is no God save him. He quickeneth and he giveth death. So believe in Allah and his messenger, the prophet who can neither read nor write, who believeth in Allah and in his words, and follow him that haply ye may be led aright. And of Moses' folk there is a community who lead with truth and establish justice therewith. We divided them into 12 tribes, nations, and we inspired Moses when his people asked him for water, saying, Smite with thy staff the rock. And there gushed forth therefrom 12 springs, so that each tribe knew their drinking place. And we caused the white cloud to overshadow them, and sent down for them the manna and the quails, saying, Eat of the good things wherewith we have provided you. They wronged us not, but they were wont to wrong themselves. And when it was said unto them, Dwell in this township, and eat therefrom whence ye will, and say, Repentance, and enter the gate prostrate. We shall forgive you your sins. We shall increase reward for the right doers. But those of them who did wrong changed the word which had been told them for another, saying, And we sent down upon them wrath from heaven for their wrongdoing. Ask them, O Muhammad, of the township that was by the sea, how they did break the Sabbath, how their big fish came unto them visibly upon their Sabbath day. And on a day when they did not keep Sabbath, came they not unto them. Thus did we try them, for that they were evil livers. And when the community among them said, Why preach ye to a folk whom Allah is about to destroy and punish with an awful doom? They said, In order to be free from guilt before your Lord, and that haply they may ward off evil. And when they forgot that whereof they had been reminded, we rescued those who forbade wrong, and visited those who did wrong with dreadful punishment, because they were evil livers. So when they took pride in that which they had been forbidden, we said unto them, Be ye apes, despised and loathed. And remember when thy Lord proclaimed that he would raise against them till the day of resurrection those who would lay on them a cruel torment. Lo, verily thy Lord is swift in persecution, and lo, verily he is forgiving, merciful. And we have sundered them in the earth as separate nations. Some of them are righteous, and some far from that. And we have tried them with good things and evil things, that haply they might return. And a generation hath succeeded them, who inherited the scriptures. They grasped the goods of this low life as the price of evil doing, and say, It will be forgiven us. And if there came to them again the offer of the like, they would accept it and would sin again. Hath not the covenant of the scripture been taken on their behalf, that they should not speak aught concerning Allah save the truth? And they have studied that which is therein. And the abode of the hereafter is better for those who ward off evil. Have ye then no sense? And as for those who make men keep the scripture and establish worship, lo, we squander not the wages of reformers. And when we shook the mount above them, as it were a covering, and they supposed that it was going to fall upon them, and we said, Hold fast that which we have given you, and remember that which is therein, that ye may ward off evil. And remember when thy Lord brought forth from the children of Adam, from their reins their seed, and made them testify of themselves, saying, Am I not your Lord? They said, Yea, verily, we testify. That was lest ye should say at the day of resurrection, Lo, of this we were unaware. Or lest ye should say, It is only that our fathers ascribed partners to Allah of old, and we were their seed after them. Wilt thou destroy us on account of that which those who follow falsehood did? Thus we detail our revelations, that haply they may return. Recite unto them the tale of him to whom we gave our revelations, but he sloughed them off, so Satan overtook him, and he became of those who are led astray. And had we willed, we could have raised him by their means, but he clung to the earth and followed his own lust. Therefore his likeness is as the likeness of a dog. If thou attackest him, he panteth with his tongue out, and if thou leavest him, he panteth with his tongue out. Such is the likeness of the people who deny our revelations. Narrate unto them the history of the men of old, that haply they may take thought. Evil as an example are the folk who denied our revelations and were wont to wrong themselves. He whom Allah leadeth, he indeed is led aright, while he whom Allah sendeth astray, they indeed are losers. Already have we urged unto hell many of the jinn and humankind, having hearts wherewith they understand not, and having eyes wherewith they see not, and having ears wherewith they hear not, these are as the cattle, nay, but they are worse, these are the neglectful. Allah's are the fairest names, invoke him by them, and leave the company of those who blaspheme his names. They will be requited what they do. And of those whom we created, there is a nation who guide with the truth and establish justice therewith. And those who deny our revelations, step by step we lead them on from whence they know not. I give them rein, for lo, my scheme is strong. Have they not bethought them that there is no madness in their comrade? He is but a plain warner. Have they not considered the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and what things Allah hath created, and that it may be that their own term draweth nigh? In what fact after this will they believe? Those whom Allah sendeth astray, there is no guide for them. He leaveth them to wander blindly on in their contumacy. They ask thee of the destined hour, when will it come to port? Say, knowledge thereof is with my Lord only. He alone will manifest it at its proper time. It is heavy in the heavens and the earth. It cometh not to you save unawares. They question thee as if thou couldst be well informed thereof. Say, knowledge thereof is with Allah only, but most of mankind know not. Say, for myself I have no power to benefit, nor power to hurt, save that which Allah willeth. Had I knowledge of the unseen, I should have abundance of wealth, and adversity would not touch me. I am but a warner, and a bearer of good tidings unto folk who believe. He it is who did create you from a single soul, and therefrom did make his mate, that he might take rest in her. And when he covered her, she bore a light burden, and she passed unnoticed with it. But when it became heavy, they cried unto Allah, their Lord, saying, if thou givest unto us a right, we shall be of the thankful. But when he gave unto them a right, they ascribed unto him partners in respect of that which he had given them. High is he, exalted above all that they associate with him. Attribute they as partners to Allah those who created naught, but are themselves created, and cannot give them help, nor can they help themselves. And if ye call them to the guidance, they follow you not. Whether ye call them or are silent is all one to them. Lo, those on whom ye call beside Allah are slaves like unto you. Call on them now and let them answer you, if ye are truthful. Have they feet wherewith they walk, or have they hands wherewith they hold, or have they eyes wherewith they see, or have they ears wherewith they hear? Say, call upon your so-called partners of Allah, and then contrive against me. Spare me not. Lo, my protecting friend is Allah, who revealeth the scripture. He befriendeth the righteous. They on whom ye call beside him have no power to help you, nor can they help themselves. And if ye Muslims call them to the guidance, they hear not. And thou, Muhammad, seest them looking toward thee, but they see not. Keep to forgiveness, O Muhammad, and enjoin kindness, and turn away from the ignorant. And if a slander from the devil wound thee, then seek refuge in Allah. Lo, he is hearer, knower. Lo, those who ward off evil when a glamour from the devil troubleth them, they do but remember Allah's guidance, and behold them seers. Their brethren plunge them further into error and cease not. And when thou bringest not a verse for them, they say, Why hast thou not chosen it? Say, I follow only that which is inspired in me from my Lord. This Quran is insight from your Lord, and a guidance and a mercy for a people that believe. And when the Quran is recited, give ear to it, and pay heed, that ye may obtain mercy. And do thou, O Muhammad, remember thy Lord within thyself humbly and with awe, below thy breath, at morn and evening, and be thou not of the neglectful. Lo, those who are with thy Lord are not too proud to do him service, but they praise him and adore him.
Sajda tilawat.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. They ask thee, O Muhammad, of the spoils of war. Say, the spoils of war belong to Allah and the Messenger, so keep your duty to Allah and adjust the matter of your difference and obey Allah and His Messenger if ye are true believers. They only are the true believers whose hearts feel fear when Allah is mentioned. And when the revelations of Allah are recited unto them, they increase their faith, and who trust in their Lord. Who establish worship and spend of that we have bestowed on them. Those are they who are in truth believers. For them are grades of honor with their Lord, and pardon, and a bountiful provision. Even as thy Lord caused thee, Muhammad, to go forth from thy home with the truth, and lo, a party of the believers were averse to it, disputing with thee of the truth after it had been made manifest, as if they were being driven to death visible. And when Allah promised you one of the two bands of the enemy, that it should be yours, and ye longed that other than the armed one might be yours, and Allah willed that he should cause the truth to triumph by his words, and cut the root of the disbelievers, that he might cause the truth to triumph, and bring vanity to naught, however much the guilty might oppose. When ye sought help of your Lord, and he answered you, saying, I will help you with 1,000 of the angels, rank on rank. Allah appointed it only as good tidings, and that your hearts thereby might be at rest. Victory cometh only by the help of Allah. Lo, Allah is mighty, wise. When he made the slumber fall upon you as a reassurance from him, and sent down water from the sky upon you, that thereby he might purify you, and remove from you the fear of Satan, and make strong your hearts, and firm your feet thereby. When thy Lord inspired the angels, saying, I am with you, so make those who believe stand firm. I will throw fear into the hearts of those who disbelieve. Then smite the necks and smite of them each finger. That is because they opposed Allah and His Messenger. Whoso opposeth Allah and His Messenger, for him, lo, Allah is severe in punishment. That is the award, so taste it, and know that for disbelievers is the torment of the fire. O ye who believe, when ye meet those who disbelieve in battle, turn not your backs to them. Whoso on that day turneth his back to them, unless maneuvering for battle or intent to join a company, he truly hath incurred wrath from Allah, and his habitation will be hell, a hapless journey's end. Ye Muslims slew them not, but Allah slew them. And thou, Muhammad, threwest not when thou didst throw, but Allah threw, that he might test the believers by a fair test from him. Lo, Allah is hearer, knower. That is the case. And know that Allah it is who maketh weak the plan of disbelievers. O Quraysh, if ye sought a judgment, now hath the judgment come unto you. And if ye cease from persecuting the believers, it will be better for you. But if ye return to the attack, we also shall return. And your host will avail you naught, however numerous it be, and know that Allah is with the believers in his guidance. O ye who believe, obey Allah and his messenger, and turn not away from him when ye hear him speak. Be not as those who say, we hear, and they hear not. Lo, the worst of beasts in Allah's sight are the deaf, the dumb, who have no sense. Had Allah known of any good in them, he would have made them hear. But had he made them hear, they would have turned away, averse. O ye who believe, obey Allah, and the messenger when he calleth you to that which quickeneth you. And know that Allah cometh in between the man and his own heart, and that he it is unto whom ye will be gathered. And guard yourselves against a chastisement which cannot fall exclusively on those of you who are wrongdoers, and know that Allah is severe in punishment. And remember when ye were few and reckoned feeble in the land, and were in fear lest men should extirpate you, how he gave you refuge, and strengthened you with his help, and made provision of good things for you, that haply ye might be thankful. O ye who believe, betray not Allah and his messenger, nor knowingly betray your trusts. And know that your possessions and your children are a test, and that with Allah is immense reward. O ye who believe, if ye keep your duty to Allah, he will give you discrimination between right and wrong, and will rid you of your evil thoughts and deeds, and will forgive you. Allah is of infinite bounty. And when those who disbelieve plot against thee, O Muhammad, to wound thee fatally, or to kill thee, or to drive thee forth, they plot, but Allah also plotteth, and Allah is the best of plotters. And when our revelations are recited unto them, they say, we have heard. If we wish we can speak the like of this, lo, this is naught but fables of the men of old. And when they said, O Allah, if this be indeed the truth from thee, then rain down stones on us, or bring on us some painful doom. But Allah would not punish them while thou wast with them, nor will he punish them while they seek forgiveness. What plea have they that Allah should not punish them when they debar his servants from the inviolable place of worship, though they are not its fitting guardians? Its fitting guardians are those only who keep their duty to Allah, but most of them know not. And their worship at the holy house is naught but whistling and hand-clapping. Therefore it is said unto them, taste of the doom, because ye disbelieved. Lo, those who disbelieve spend their wealth in order that they may debar men from the way of Allah. They will spend it, then it will become an anguish for them. Then they will be conquered, and those who disbelieve will be gathered unto hell. That Allah may separate the wicked from the good. The wicked will he place piece upon piece, and heap them all together, and consign them unto hell. Such verily are the losers. Tell those who disbelieve that if they cease from persecution of believers, that which is past will be forgiven them. But if they return thereto, then the example of the men of old hath already gone before them for a warning. And fight them until persecution is no more, and religion is all for Allah. But if they cease, then lo, Allah is seer of what they do. And if they turn away, then know that Allah is your befriender, a transcendent patron, a transcendent helper.